Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Padres could have used the challenge system last night in a particular big spot in that ball game. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby. Tony's in L.A. getting ready for tonight's broadcast. Back with us for the Big Five at the bottom of this hour. Yeah, Manny, I thought, walked. I think it was Manny. No, I beg your pardon. It was Bogarts. And it would have given the Padres first and second with nobody out in the, I think it was the sixth inning. You may recall that was when Sheets hit the line drive double the other way down the left field line. Bogarts clearly walked on the 3-1 pitch. It was below the zone. But they called it a strike. And I think if you had the old helmet tap, they could have got that changed. The Padres would have had two guys on, tying run coming to the plate. Who knows? It's that next pitch, Bogarts flies out. The inning kind of petered out from there. The thing that was interesting was in the bottom of the inning, I forget who it was, I think it was Teoscar Hernandez was up, and he took a pitch that was a little low, and the umpire called it, you know, a strike against the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Roberts, like,
lost his mind.
He was less than pleased. So, you know, it was just, it's just funny. You know, people don't have great memories, right? There's a bad call that goes against them. Yeah, but just a couple minutes earlier, you got the benefit of a bad call. And that was a much bigger one, the one on Bogarts, because yeah. It was ball three. He would have walked, and the Padres would have got the tying run. But it didn't happen. The Dodgers won 6-3.
Doesn't the umpire know that Xander Bogaerts is just going to get crushed for that by the fans? Like, come on, umpire, put him in a good spot.
It doesn't matter for Xander, man. He did have an RBI double last night. It's not enough. There's not much he can do at this point other than get a hit every single time he comes up the rest of the season. That's unlikely. That is unlikely. All right, what is more likely is that you out there could be finding yourself on your way to Las Vegas. How you do it? You win. Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I put the wrong prize in there, so I am desperately searching for our other prize.
Oh, yeah, this is, and you're going to have to put the right prize because it's a long one.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. You will be qualified
elevated
for a chance.
Elevated pool and all that stuff.
Yes, to win our grand prize, a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com.
By the way, lineup quirk tonight, Scrape.
Oh,
I got
wait,
a quirk for you. Did we give the Padre lineup?
We did not.
Okay. Tatis, Arise, Machado, Sheets, Bogarts, Crony, Iglesias at short tonight. That means Bogarts, DHs, Lock Ridge, center field, Maldonado catches. Here's the lineup quirk. Tonight, up in Sacramento, batting sixth.
This is a Padres thing.
No, this is not a Padre lineup quirk. This is an overall lineup quirk. Batting sixth for the Oakland Athletics tonight, or the Athletics, sorry, is batting sixth playing third base, Max Muncy. Tonight for the Dodgers, batting sixth and playing third base, Max Muncy. That's, you don't see that one every day.
No, you don't. Doesn't seem like that common of a name, but
right,
two major leaguers are there.
Yeah, and I was going to look it up. Are they related? I don't think so.
No, they're not.
Yeah, so that's just a total craziness.
That is craziness.
That you'd have two guys with the exact same name, same spelling, etc.
Same position.
I'm looking up Max Muncy here. According to Baseball Reference, nickname, Funky Muncy.
Which Muncy are we talking about?
The Dodger guy.
He does not seem like a funky guy to me.
Can't ever recall that being an actual Lucas nickname.
That one time that guy was giving him stuff getting on the bus, that look was not funky. That look was, I want to kill you.
Muncy's pretty hardcore, but I think Will Smith's got him beat now in terms of being kind of a jerk and kind of just not really having any fun at all.
Yeah.
Like Will Smith, Mr. Serious, and I think kind of Mr. Rude.
Mr. Rude.
Have a little respect for your, you know, the people you're playing, Will. Will has none. None.
Do they share the same birthday, someone is saying?
Who, that Max Muncy and Max Muncy?
That would be insane.
Here, you I can look.
I'll look up A's Max Muncy birthday.
Well, it's going to have to be August the 25th.
August.
They do.
They have the same birthday?
They do. Whoever put that in the chat was right.
That's insanity.
They're both born August 25th, although different years.
That's still just like, what are the odds?
I can't believe somebody brought that up in the chat, and then it's true.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Have the same birthday.
Are they? They have to be related some way.
But it doesn't say so here in any way.
All right.
Normally they put that stuff in here.
Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like out of it today.
First-time player, let us know, and you'll get the first question for free today.
All righty.
Let's go with our first contestant.
I think you can win out there today. I'm pretty kind of a
snake. We got a fried brain guy over there.
I'm fried. The golf course.
He's still like thinking about the eight golf balls that he lost earlier.
I don't know where any of them are. The golf course crushed me today. So
poor guy.
Yeah.
Troy, you're up first. Hello.
Hi, Troy.
What's up, boys?
Are you ready to
We're
play?
We're hanging in there.
Yes.
Let's go. Here we go.
Troy.
Which Padre had a four-hit game this past Sunday?
Tatis.
Fernando's got now 10 hits in the last four games.
Yeah, he's I can't say he's back, but he's kind of back.
Yeah, he won't be back until he goes over the boards a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight would be good for that.
All right, here we go, Troy. Question number two. Coming into today, who has the best batting average in baseball?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is correct.
Still correct. Aaron Judge has had it all season.
I got asked that question last time.
Oh, he got asked that question last time.
All right. Well, that's okay. Just one of those lucky things, Troy.
All right.
See if you can make it pay off here now.
Question number three. J.J. Spahn won the U.S. Open. Who came in second?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Stay there, Troy. Stay there.
I think the kid's name was McIntyre. I'm going to say Robert. but didn't have to name the first name.
Wow.
It's Jeopardy rules.
I'm sorry, Troy. Name. Chris did get that correct. I did not think that Chris was going to get that.
I was watching the tournament. Come on.
I just didn't think you would ever remember Robert McIntyre.
You weren't here yesterday. I told everybody that I leaped off the couch three different times during the back nine yesterday.
That's kind of crazy.
I couldn't help it, man. J.J. Spahn just gave me that excitement.
All right.
Those shots he made, I thought were just that good.
Well, they were.
Okay.
They absolutely were.
They were couch jumping shots.
Those are shots that you dream about as a kid on the range.
Anybody screams, even if you're not a golfer, you dream, well, I'm way over here in the putt. I can't even see the hole, so I'm just going to putt it and see what happens. It never goes in.
Yeah. Did you see J.J. Spahn's wife react to the putt? She was like, I can't believe that just happened.
I think everybody had pretty much the same reaction.
All right. Here we go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Martin in El Cajon. Hello, yeah. Martin.
Martin.
Hey, guys.
What up, buddy?
All right. You ready to play?
Good for you.
Hey, oh, hello.
We have Martin and friend.
Yes, Martin and friend. All right. Here we go, Martin. Question number one. What team does Caitlin Clark play for?
Oh, Jesus, what's her name? Indiana.
Good enough.
All right, you got it.
The Fever. If yeah, you're ever asked again, it's the Fever.
It's not a good team name, Fever.
I'm really not agreeing. I mean, I agree. Yeah, okay.
It's an affliction.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it is. That's what happens when you get sick.
I know. You play for the Indiana. I've got snot coming down my nose. That's just not a good name.
All right, Martin, here we go. Question number two. What actor played Roy McAvoy in the movie Tin Cup?
Oh, boy.
Kevin Costner.
He's on that. Very good.
One of my that might be my favorite movie of all time. Yeah. I love that movie. I've seen it over 100 times.
You know, on the 16th hole there, I had the 270-yard approach, went with the 7-iron. And then on the 17th hole, I had the 90-yard approach. I went 7-iron. Remember that? He was the only club he had left working.
I do. I also remember, what's his name? All I remember his name is Nash Bridges.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson. By the way, Dakota Johnson's dad. Did not know that.
That's correct.
Don Johnson just turns towards the road. They're having a driving competition, and he hits it down the road. It was pretty funny.
Tin Cup was all right. The ending was a little bit like enough. Like, how many times did he try that approach shot and go in the water?
But that's the best part.
It is? I don't know. I thought after like 16 times, I was ready for the credits to roll.
He wasn't. His life was going to change. He just didn't care.
I get it. They drove that point home. By the time that he hit the ball 16 times before they finally, you know, got past it.
All right. I'm sorry.
Sorry about
to
all this
Martin.
Discussion, Martin.
Here we go. Question.
He's trying to win the prize here.
Number three. What was the name of the pitcher who threw a no-hitter at the College World Series yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Oh. Billy Bob, Arkansas.
Billy Bob, Arkansas.
Billy Bob, Arkansas. I know Chris knows this.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm pretty sure his first name, I think, was Gage.
I'm going to need both.
I know. You got to at least come in the second name. I'm going to say Wood. I don't know. Oh!
Sorry, Martin.
Oh, sorry, Martin. Close today. It was Wood, huh? Gage
it was. Wood. It was. All right, let's go to our next contestant, Wyatt. Hello, Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt. Welcome
in. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Who was the winning pitcher for the Padres on Sunday?
That's the last time they won.
Sunday was Nick Pivetta.
Nick Pivetta is correct.
Seven wins now for Pivetta, I believe.
Seven, wow.
I think they really ought to consider him for the All-Star team this year. He's pitched All-Star worthy.
Yeah, I agree. Bob Scanlon played for six teams in his career. Our Bob Scanlon.
Yeah, our Bob Scanlon.
Name the two he played longest for.
Oh, wow. This is the second question?
Yeah, that's why I didn't
tough.
Ask you to name six.
I know, but the two he played the longest for.
I'm just going to guess Padres-Cubs.
Padres-Cubs.
Padres and the Cubs.
Well, I don't think he played for the Padres, and I do think the Cubs is one of the answers. It seems like he was there the longest. So I'm going to say the Cubs. The second one could be is a coin flip. He went to, like, all these other teams for, like, the smallest amount of time, but I'm going to say the second one is the Brewers. Dang it. Wow. Sorry, Wyatt.
Sorry, Wyatt.
I got it.
All right.
I got it. Who else did he play for? Like, Royals, Expos?
You know what? For a tiebreaker, we're doing Bob Scanlon.
Okay. Bob is our tiebreaker today.
He played for Royals? The Cubs, Brewers, Astros, Expos, Royals, and Tigers.
Tigers. Forgot that. It was a quick cup of coffee there.
All of those were except for the Brewers and the Cubs.
Right. The Brewers and Cubs, he had some time.
They were all like one-year deals, it looks
like. Yeah, sound like he didn't really get to get the roots put away there.
No, I don't think so. All right, look,
what does Scanlon have? 7-8 years in the bigs?
Yeah, let's see.
What you got?
There. Nine.
9 years, big leagues. That's, you know, it's nine more than
me.
Most of us can say.
All right, let's go to Jason in San Diego. Hello, Jason.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. We're going to play a tiebreaker, so stay right there. I'm going to ask Chris for a number, and he's going to give it to me, and then you're going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. So, Chris, how many strikeouts did Bob Scanlon have in his career?
How many again? Nine.
Nine
the thing
seasons.
That's hard is, you know, I don't know how many innings he pitched because he was, you know, mostly a reliever. In fact, I think maybe he only started, you know, a handful of games.
He started like 35 games.
Did he? Okay. Well, that's not a lot.
He appeared 70 times in one season.
Yeah. No, Scan was, you know, solid guy. That's a tough one. 9 years, I'm going to say 700 strikeouts. Yeah, that might be too many, but I'm going to say 666.
You chose 666?
I did, just to, okay. to make it interesting.
Jason, is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to go with higher.
Ooh.
No.
Chris, you were not even close. What Sorry, Jason. 245.
Oh, my God. Scan. Come on. Strike somebody out.
He was a reliever. You're right.
I know, but, you know, figured he got a few.
All right. Next one. Andrew in San Diego. Hello, Andrew.
I'm usually much closer than that.
We're going to do the tiebreaker. You stay right there. I'm going to go get another category for Chris. Mm-hmm. How many games did he appear in his career?
Okay. 9 years.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
9 years.
Yep.
Oh, you're asking me, right?
Yes, I'm asking
I'm
going to
cut that first answer in half. 333.
333. Okay.
Yes.
I forget who we have. Andrew, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Yay, we got the bell.
Nice job.
Andrew, you're
Stay
on your
right
way.
There.
Good job.
The actual answer, 290. So okay. You're close. You're
I was
close.
Closer there.
Yeah.
290 games for Scanlon. What was the final analysis, win-loss, ERA, for
first
one
career?
Robert Scanlon?
His win-loss was 20-34.
Well, he played for bad teams.
4.63 ERA.
I know he had a season high of 14 saves 1 year for the Cubs, which was pretty good.
He did have 14 saves.
He had a 14-save year. That's not bad.
Yeah, it was his second year in the league, 92.
Okay. Yeah.
But he, 4.6 ERA. Strikeout to walk, 1.17.
How was the WAR?
The WAR. 0.8.
He was over a zero, though.
He was over a zero,
so he was better than some guy off the street.
Yeah, so he had...
Basically.
Exactly.
Right? That's what the WAR is.
Yeah. If you were to pick up a random player...
Right, if you're zero, that means you could just have anybody.
Yeah.
But you couldn't. You needed Bob Scanlon, because he was worth
He almost wins you a full game.
All right. I like that. I'm going to give him a hard time next time.
Brandon has a great task for me. Next time I see Bob, I need to ask him if he knows how many career strikeouts he has.
Two, was it? 90?
245. Yeah, 245.
Scan man. He's all right. We got a break. We're a little late, but you'll get some traffic and you'll get all caught up on everything. And then we have more Gwynn E. Cristobal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, 426, we got the big five just a few minutes away. Scraby loading it up. Tony Gwynn Jr. and myself, Chris Ellum, will have at it. Coming up next, last night, OKC got it done. Beat INDY. What was it? 120-109, I believe, the final. I want to talk about it more in depth with Tony when he has a chance a little later in the show. So we will discuss that game, but OKC's a game away now from the title, and Indiana is going home for game six. And the big question for Indiana is, will Halliburton be ready? He had a hamstring, whatever. He's going for MRI. He really was barely useful to them at all last night, and in fact, they were much better when he was out of the game. So, you know, that's one of those things. Yeah. I mean, you really want him out there because he's the guy, right? He's made all of the great shots and he's, you know, been the hero. But if he can't play, he can't play. So we'll see how that turns out. The game isn't until Thursday, so that helps. Gives him an extra day. But here's why I wanted to bring up the Pacers, then we got to get to break. Today, the Pacers, I've never heard of this before. The Pacers today traded their draft pick to the New Orleans Pelicans and got a pick back in return. I didn't know you were allowed to make trades right now. I mean, is it possible? See, the Pelicans also received the rights to a player, Mojave King, who is a G League player. I guess I'm bringing this up because, like, what if there was a player on the Pelicans like C.J. McCollum? Could the Pacers have traded for him today and he joins the club?
I would think not.
You would think not, but who knows?
I mean, don't you have to set the roster before the finals?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of a team in the finals making a trade for next season
definitely not. No.
Seems very strange.
It does seem very strange. That's what happened. Wasn't there another trade earlier or late last week, a big trade?
There was. Memphis traded Desmond Bane, who is a better player than I think he is. The reason I think that, they traded him to Orlando, and Orlando sent back four first-round picks. Four! I thought, wait a minute, is this? Did they trade Desmond Bane or Shaquille O'Neal? I mean, I know Desmond Bane, okay, but four first-round picks?
That seems like a lot.
Seemed like a lot to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, if this was the NFL, it would have been one fifth-rounder.
That's all you get, yep. And you'll be happy with that.
Yeah, you're lucky to get a fifth-rounder.
One other quick NFL note I saw today, Tyreek Hill and his race with the sprinter Noah Lyles is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have told you that.
We all could have told you. Tyreek.
Yeah.
Tyreek, lots of talk, not a whole bunch of action when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I believe he ran something over the weekend and he was 10.15.
Tyreek's fast.
Yeah.
He's not Noah Lyles fast.
He's not Olympic sprinter fast. If he was an Olympic sprinter, he would be in the Olympics.
By the way, watching Tyreek last year, he wasn't even Matt Scraby fast last year.
Okay, that's you know, I know I am really fast.
You are quick.
I can't say that.
I think you would have got more open than he did last year.
My 40 in high school, my 40 time was 5:03, my best one.
Tyreek, 4:35 is the time. Got to get to some traffic. Get into a big five. And we'll do that. I say right about now, Scrape. What do you think?
I think that is a great idea.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Real quick question for you guys before we get into the Big Five. Are you doodlers on paper when you're like on the phone or something or you're waiting for something? Are you guys like, do you doodle? Chris, do you doodle?
I do. That's why I have you give me the rundown on a piece of paper so I have something to doodle
all
on.
Over it.
Yeah.
I was just going through my notebook, and there are doodles everywhere, and I don't know why
I It's an ADHD thing, I believe. Tony, I don't think, has it. Tony's at peace with himself, unlike you or I.
He can't have ADHD. He's a focused Major League Baseball.
No, that's not true.
He's all right.
It's not true.
He said it's not true.
He's good. I used to, when I was in high school especially, I did not even take notes. All I did was draw Major League Baseball logos all over my pieces of paper. Pretty much.
I mean, was the teacher cool with that?
I don't think they ever saw it.
Oh,
you know, they didn't really come down and check it out.
All right. That's fun, though.
I don't think
that's
teachers cared any back then. I think they just taught you. And if you didn't feel like listening, that was or learning, that was on you.
I don't disagree.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Yeah. Now, though, the teacher gets fired if everybody doesn't have high enough grades, right? I mean, there's this whole performance thing.
Ugh.
So it's different.
Yeah. This day and age is just too
tough. Yeah, there's problems with this day and age.
Number five.
And there's problems for some in the National League West. I was reading A.J. Cassavell's article about the Padres finding out the Giants had acquired Rafael Devers from the Red Sox, and Xander Bogaerts went immediately and texted the source himself, and I guess he got right back to him saying, yeah, I'm traded. Manny Machado, Luis Arraez. They all commented on the trade saying it makes the division better, and it's going to be a fight till the end. Mike Schilt said they monitor what's going on with the division, but keep their thoughts internally on how to address something like this or a big trade like this. Tony, I know AJ is not going to go trade for trade, so let me put that out there first. But do you think AJ Preller feels pressure to make a trade because the Giants did?
No, he does not. He feels only pressure to make this team as good as he possibly can. He's not going to be reactive no matter what anybody says. And that is the way he's conducted himself from the time that he got the job. He has never been on anybody's clock. I know people will want him to move. He's going to move when he feels like he has a deal that best suits the Padres. And I know that will be the case. At the end of the day, that's where it's going to be.
Chris, do you think AJ feels any pressure to make a trade because the Giants got Devers?
No. The four games behind the Dodgers in the standings, if it becomes five or six or, you know, God forbid, seven by the end of the week, I believe that would help at least feel, you know, motivate him. But I believe he's already motivated.
Yeah.
He can't be looking at this team and not think that it needs, some improvement in certain areas. All these things that we've all talked about, if we can see it, I'm pretty sure AJ Preller can. So, no, I don't think the Giants' move means anything as far as what the Padres do. They have to take care of their own business, and you can't just react to what somebody else does.
I said yesterday they need to make a trade, but it has to be the right trade. Can't be the wrong trade or the they got Devers, I need to go after someone trade. So,
number four.
Not that you guys really asked for my opinion on anything, but I gave it to you anyway. There was an athletic Tony shaking his head. There was an athletic article released talking about how many social media posts abusive gamblers send to athletes. From January to December 2024, an AI system analyzed 1.6 million posts, verifying 8,000 as abusive from 4,200 accounts.
That's absurd.
I know. 458 players were targeted, with 5 receiving 26% of the abuse. 97 accounts caused 23% of the abuse, which I think is really important. 97 only.
Yeah.
With angry gamblers responsible for 40% of those. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers. Of the 10 most prolific hater accounts, 12% of abuse, 9 were suspended or deleted. One account sent 263 abusive messages in 2024, but they have not done so yet in 2025. So someone got to them. Chris, something has to be done. So what can be done?
Well, we've gone through this.
I know.
I don't know what else you want me to do.
I know.
There's
proof. People say, gambling has nothing to do with haters on social media. That is proof.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to hear any of it to already be convinced of it. I have to be honest with you. I'm not, you know, it's good research by somebody.
The AI system.
But the fact, you know, the fact that there are people out there that are myopic enough to think that the hatred of athletes and the threatening messages and things that these athletes are getting has nothing to do with gambling. I mean, you'd have to be from another planet not to recognize this already. So
it's all the gambler CEOs that are like, nope, nothing to see here.
Yeah, right. The guy at ESPN from ESPN Bet, he said, oh, no, this has always been an issue. Okay. What are you going to do? You want the real answer? You're going to go back to outlawing gambling again. You're not going to get in bed with FanDuel and BetMGM and DraftKings. But what a waste of time it is for me to say that, because we know that's not going to happen.
True.
But that's the only thing that's going to fix it if you don't let people gamble on these games and on these athletes.
Yeah.
But they're not going to stop it, so you got an issue to deal with.
Tony, something has to be done, so what can be done?
Yeah, I think Chris kind of said it all. The only way to kind of undo this is to go back to the way that things were. And even then, it'll just be underground. It won't be like in your face. And, you know, quite frankly, I think a lot of people who are haters or sending stuff, they wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't some money at stake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they would have just normal kind of banter that fans who are mad at an athlete have. It gets personal when it gets into your pocketbook. I mean, that is how a lot of these people roll. And so, yeah, I would say that the only way to undo this is to, in fact, go back to the way it was, which we all know will never, ever happen.
No, it will never
happen. There something wrong that there's thousands upon thousands of gamblers now every single night? Because I've seen a few stories on this. Thousands of gamblers who bet everything they have that Angel Reese will miss her first shot every night. Like, is this where we really want to be? Is this
what
you know, the whole entertainment thing was intended for?
No.
And I mean, what's the hatred going to be when she starts making it once in a while? So it's gone all wrong. But there is nothing anyone's going
to
do.
It's like, to me, it's like alcoholism. It's not me, it's them. That's what the gamblers think. It's the player. They're the one who missed it, and I should have made money off of this. Idiot.
Yeah.
Number three.
Well, I guess this was inside the sport fighting, but Arena Sabalenka. I don't know why that word looks so weird to me. She has apologized to Coco Gauff for unprofessional post-match comments after her French Open final loss. She was defeated 6-7, 6-2, 6-4, and she admitted to Eurosport Germany that her remarks that suggesting her errors were to blame for her losing rather than Gauff's performance. She said those were a mistake. She expressed regret, attributing it to emotions, and revealed she recently wrote to Gauff to apologize. Tony, do apologies always fix things?
Not always. I think in generally speaking, they don't always fix things. I think in this specific case, I think it will. I think she... this is like her second time addressing this. I think she said what she said. She got a lot of backlash. She had some time to kind of reflect, and I'm sure the backlash sped that up a little bit. But I don't fault her for that, right? I think she was she was emotional after losing a final, and as she said, she lost control, and it's a learning moment for her. And she seems pretty contrite in how she's kind of approached everybody or approached this situation, and including Coco Gauff, who she reached out to personally. So I think, you know, I don't know why I didn't see why she had to address this again. I don't know if something happened where she just maybe is continuing to get backlash, but nonetheless, I think we should like kind of move on. She did what she did. I would say she suffered the consequences of it. And she was she seems to be genuinely apologetic about it. So it's a mistake from a young person. Let them live. It's time to move on.
I actually didn't know this was something that she had already addressed. This was on ESPN today, so I thought maybe it was a new story.
Well, this is a new part of the story. She had to address it to the general public out there.
Oh, so
first.
She addressed it with Coco Gauff. And
this
maybe,
time she just addressed it with Coco Gauff to make sure that Coco Gauff understood that she didn't. I mean, when I heard the first comments, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, really, that's going to be your comeback? I mean,
I was like, you're salty right now.
That is really a rude thing to say after you just lost a championship match.
You're not good. I'm just bad.
Well, you know, first of all, Sabalenka, there's a little truth to it. Sabalenka is so good that she has to play poorly to give Gauff a bit of an opening, which Gauff took advantage of. But you can't say that, and she knows it. So Tony's on it, man. This is a young person. They made a mistake. Seems like they've learned from it. Hopefully everyone else who saw this will kind of learn that's not the way to go about it. She's apologized, and now to Coco Gauff, this is over as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
Number two.
Yesterday there was a game for the FIFA Club World Cup, which I guess is new, but it was at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Yes? Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say it. I was going to say it's basically World Cup for clubs.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it's not new. It's not new, but they've expanded the field to about 30-some teams. It used to be like 7.
Okay.
And so it's a much bigger deal now because they're involving a lot more countries.
Well, Chelsea was here in Atlanta playing against LAFC, Los Angeles FC, and Chelsea won. But head coach Enzo Maresca, he noticed something about the game that was a little strange. There was only 22,000 fans in attendance for this game when the tickets could sell up to 70,000 tickets for this Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Other matches in this FIFA Club World Cup have been attended well, but this one wasn't. My question is this, Chris. Is soccer just not in the American sports watching DNA?
It's getting closer.
To being a part of the DNA?
Yeah, I think it's getting closer. I think we get, you know, the World Cup, right? When the World Cup comes, we're going to, you know, they're not going to be a ticket to be had. We won't miss the World Cup.
I don't even know if our team's going to make the World Cup.
Well, that's another story. But the World Cup is recognizable. I think the MLS now is recognizable enough to where, you know, here in San Diego especially, like every match has been a sellout or real close to it. I don't think the FIFA, whatever this is,
Club World Cup,
and I already forgot the name, I don't think that resonates enough yet.
Maybe
in
it's
this
too
country.
New. Maybe it's too new.
So it's got a ways to go. Now, the name's Chelsea.
Chelsea
and LAFC resonate to a certain extent, but what were they playing for? What was this about? We need to be educated, and soccer has to educate us on how all these tournaments work. And where the teams come from and how you qualify for it. What is the significance of the tournament? We need to know before we'll plop down our money.
I'm with that. I'm with that. Tony, is soccer just not in the American sports watcher DNA?
No, I think it is. I think it is. And proof of that is the other places you mentioned that sold much better than specifically Atlanta.
Yeah.
It may have just been the area. Atlanta's popping. They got a lot of things going on. So, you know, that may not. It's considering that I had to kind of explain to you what it was.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Chris is getting at,
it's
right?
The problem.
And I think the, you know, it's, I wouldn't say it's a problem. I mean, it's the first year of it being out in the United States. So, you know, maybe there was some oversight, or, you know, where they didn't kind of anticipate this part, having to kind of maybe promote it a little bit better.
How did LAFC get in this tournament? Why isn't SDFC in this tournament? Somebody would have to explain that to me. Like, I don't get it.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sure there's a good reason. We just, nobody knows anything about it. And so
we don't know.
I think as they will get better at how they address the Americans if they continue to have it here. You know what I'm saying? I think they might have just kind of overlooked that part.
Because I think a lot of American soccer fans would like to see their teams,
would love
as what happened in this case, challenge the teams in the Premier League and challenge some of the teams from these other leagues and try to, you know, get up to their level and maybe even knock them off once in a while. I think we'd like to see that.
I know who knows I know who knows why LAFC is in it and not SPFC. And I'm, as soon as I get to the field today, I will be asking Dave Marcus because he'll be able to tell me.
Yeah. I guess the three American teams are Inter Miami, LAFC, and the Seattle Sounders.
Okay. Well, that's good. But how did they get selected?
How did they get in? Yeah.
I'm looking. Yeah. And we just don't have enough time.
No.
That's why I said, just let me get to Dave Marcus. I have an answer for you tomorrow.
Somebody in the chat can help us, or we've always got Dave.
I'd rather go to Dave 100% of the time. Than the chat.
Okay.
Just kidding, chat. Number one. I know I'm not the only one feeling this way, but Major League Baseball is clearly promoting Shohei Ohtani above everything else right now in the sport. They even put up a video of Tony's head's back.
Hang on a second.
Did you see Ben's tweet went viral? Because MLB put up a video of swings and misses that Ohtani induced last night. And so Ben was like, you know, there was other
Yes, and he said
too.
He must have struck out a lot of people.
Yeah. I know. So, and I just got a push notification on my phone saying, Ohtani was nasty in all caps.
Okay.
And so we know. Tony, do you think Major League Baseball has gone too far in their Ohtani coverage?
No. Stop asking this question, man. We talk about this too much. He is the biggest star in baseball. I get it. Like, you're watching your team play. No one wants to have to see him. But he is who he is. It makes it all the better when he punches out or when he gives up a run and gets in the first inning of his one start. Like, that makes it fun to cheer against him. Let's stop complaining about it because we'll be soon at what we were not too long ago. We were talking about baseball doesn't market the game enough. Well, they found their perfect person to do it. Let them do it. We want to grow the game as much. I know he's annoying. I'm sure people felt the same way about. I'm sure seeing him as much as you see him is annoying. It's like Michael Jordan. I hate to say it. Like, when the NBA had him, they used him for everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
And so, you know, we got through three games, so it's like, we got these four games, so it's like in our face. But we got to stop asking, are we tired of seeing him? Because guess what? No matter if we're tired of seeing him or not, he's going to keep showing up. So
you get over it. You enjoyed the Jeff Passan at bat live tweeting that he did for the first
No, because I actually was not listening or paying attention to Jeff Passan.
But who should he at bat live tweet for? Jay Cronenworth?
No one.
Who should he do it for?
No one.
Nah, that's silly.
Aaron Judge, maybe.
Look, when I root it, you know, I love the Bulls and still do. But Jordan's coverage used to drive me crazy. I got tired of it because I felt there was other players on the actual Bulls that deserved a little credit and never got any.
Or B.J. Armstrong.
Well, whoever you want. Yeah, all right. Steve Kerr, John Paxson, Horace Grant, your pal.
Yeah.
They had a lot of really good players. You'd never know it, though, because people thought Jordan was a one-man team the way it was covered. I imagine there's probably a few Dodger fans that wouldn't mind seeing Max Muncy get a little more credit. But it's all about Ohtani. This is how the world works. Stop it, Scraby, with this. You've
I just
got
think
to
it's a misrepresentation
it.
when they only show good pitches out of the 28 that he threw.
They never show. Have they ever showed Michael Jordan missing a basket? Have you ever seen him miss a jumper?
I have.
When's the last highlight you saw of him missing a jumper?
I have in a Gatorade commercial. They made it happen.
Not very often, though.
All right, that's it for the Big Five.
He is the Michael Jordan of baseball now.
I so get it. I don't have any problems with Shohei.
You don't get it.
He seems like a fine guy. He seems like a good dude outside of, you know, never mind. Let's get moving. When we come back, it's the happy hour, and Chris and I are going to set you up for this game two between the Padres and Dodgers here on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.